Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful morning. I just stepped outside. It is so nice out there right now. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I think we got, like Brittany said, I think we got a pretty good week except for a couple evenings. So
well, tonight she says it's going to be crazy possibly. Yeah. But isn't that amazing when she said 33 tornadoes in Wisconsin this year?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
And that's a lot. She said 10 more than usual, but that's 50% more than usual.
Yeah. I mean,
that's a lot. So anyway.
But yes. It's just really nice. 61 in Oshkosh. I think that's good. When Conroy updates that, it's going to be a lot warmer. Right, Conroy?
He's not updating like Todd does?
No.
No.
There's only one Todd.
I know.
There's only one. Okay. You know why?
There's only one Todd.
Let me tell you something. He came in when he first started here. Just all humble and nice and willing to do anything.
He's little.
He went under the wing of Schwabba.
Yep.
Hollywood Sharpie.
Little cocky.
Hollywood Sharpie. Right. Yep. Introduce our next guest.
All right.
Jim.
So you have heard of this organization. It's called Acts 1-8 Ministries. And it's you may have run into them giving free gas at the gas station, free stamps to
outreach
to the community and help people. And Acts 1-8 Ministry and that's done locally here, but they also build wells in Africa, and I've been part of both their programs. And we have with us Lee Larson.
You built a well in Africa?
No, give money.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
So we have Lee Larson with us, and I don't know how many wells you've built on there, but Lee, welcome. And I know that Jeff, Ben Beaver, who's the what do you call him? The president or chairman?
CEO,
okay,
president,
whatever.
we call him a lot of things.
But he really has got his heart into this for years now, right? 20 years?
Over 20 years. It's, you know, I think we've been doing PAC for about 24 years, and it just keeps going. Every month we do a different project.
Right.
PAC event, we call them, Planned Acts of Christian Kindness. But the most important part of my job is, yeah, we do it for example. You know, every month we're out there that hopefully people can experience a little bit
kindness.
Of Christ's love through that act of kindness, which people can hardly say no to because it's free. You don't accept anything in return. And so you're providing people a little taste of what God's grace through Jesus is like. You can't earn it. We can't buy it. Right. So that's why it's so well received and so fun to do is because you don't run into a lot of no's.
You guys were Pay It Forward long before Pay It Forward became popular.
Oh, for sure.
That's a good point.
They are. I mean, and I just remember the things you didn't, it's almost like there's got to be a catch to this,
right.
You know, especially when I just remember the stamps thing. I think I helped you do that one time. And anyway,
well, you did a kolaches with us too when you were back when mayor. Well, we didn't make them.
No.
We just bought them from the Door County gal.
Oh,
I think.
I gotcha.
But people were always a little just, what's the catch? And there isn't one. It's just like, be kind.
Yep. They walk into it, which is, again, makes it easy because nobody does this these days. I mean, kids washing your car for free. And we recommend don't do it at your church. No, we're trying to get away from the church property. Do it at a local business or do it at a busy public open. We'll be down here for the 4th of July. Just walking the boardwalk with a wagon in tow with a bunch of cold water and some flags. And we'll have a blast. And maybe 30 minutes, we'll love on 300 people for Jesus. And everyone is planted with our PAC card, which is the important part of the PAC experience, is because it declares Jesus has loved on you. And I would love a closer relationship with you. And on the inside, if it's the church type PAC event, well, you'd put your church information and invite. And so it's just a natural flow where, you know, you don't have to do much but smile, eye contact, have whatever you're giving or doing in an outstretched hand, and people just, they take it reluctantly, you know, kind of okay, what's the catch? But there isn't any.
Right. Tell me about, so that's domestically, locally, what you do. Tell me about the outreach to drilling wells in Africa. And I've been in your office and seen the map. How many?
Well, yeah, and I don't remember the numbers Jeff would have that. You know, we're upwards of 150, 160.
Yeah.
We started out with water storage tanks many years ago, but for at least the last 10 years, we're drilling wells. It's a much more constant source of water. The tanks were great, but that was rainwater collection. And then so you wonder what happens in a dry season. Usually it lasted for the smaller community. It was a perfect fit. A lot of these are in remote, you know, jungles of Africa. And but the wells now can be more of a village or a city large enough that you need a constant water supply. Then the schools can thrive, the churches thrive. But that's still, as the ministry coordinator, I look at that as, well, Jeff started that long ago, connected with the Packers. It was an attention getter. But I look at it as it's pack around the world, because you never do anything without giving Jesus the full glory. So every tank that was built over there is inscribed with a scripture verse, and every wellhead has a plaque on it that gives dedication to the Lord. So it's kind of a pack around the world.
Sure.
You know, maybe a little more expensive than handing out a bottle of water.
Right.
But it's there. The ministry, the missionaries use it to point out that this is living water, and they can tie it to the Bible and the Lord, and it's an excellent starting point.
So tell me what PAC stands for again, and then tell me how people, I mean, if they just want to donate, give me those two things for your organization.
Well, you know, I'm the guy that's out there saying, please don't donate. Now, Jeff, different page, but from a ministry standpoint, the program is truly, we don't want money for it. It's free. It's always been free. You go to www.acts18.org, and it's all over the page. Here's the free PAC program. Please, just a brief sign-up form. It has no catch, because that's the very message of PAC. Yeah, we can always use the support. There's a donate button on the page. But that's Jeff's kind of half of the ministry. My heart is, we need more boots on the ground for Jesus, and to try to convince people that it truly is free, no catch,
yeah,
no donations.
No.
But yeah, you can do both.
All right.
You can sign up for the well program. My wife actually is a volunteer. She makes the books up. That if you would like a book after donating for a well, it's a beautiful hardcover book that has pictures of the well being built, uh-huh, the community, the history, how it affected the community. So, you know, that's certainly a part of it.
All right. And I just, this is, you're part of Green Bay. I mean, you are just part of this community. And I know you have more the ministry side to you. And I think that everybody needs that at some point in their life. You also engage the youth a little bit more.
It's our youth at you know, the whole thing started at Pilgrim Lutheran Church and School,
right.
Mm-hmm. 25 years ago. Every event we have youth showing up. That's either from confirmation or graduation. They take part in our PAC programs. They find them really easy. You know, if you're handing out roses on Mother's Day, you get some real positive reactions, which reinforces them,
right,
in building up their faith and building up their confidence.
Right.
So it's priceless to watch an event where you have a 12-year-old working right next to, you know, Marcia is our passionate 92-year-old, yeah, and she's high energy, and to watch them work hand in hand, it's priceless to watch.
I know you have a big religious aspect to this whole thing, without question, but what do you do for the actual people? Like when you go to Africa, what do you actually do for those people?
Well, it's just providing them clean, fresh water, because that's something that, you know, 20-some thousand kids die every year, either trying to get the dirty water or from the dirty water. It's horrible. We can't even imagine. So this was something that Jeff started. There was the connection there, a God thing. And so that's the priceless aspect. Here, the free gifts, while a number of our PAC events are targeting those with physical needs, the most refreshing part of it is you just put yourself out there in busy public places and love on everybody and watch who the Lord brings you that really needs the spiritual help right. in their life.
How do you do the actual physical labor, though, is what I'm getting at? How do you build a well in Africa?
Well, you got to connect with people that are reliable, responsible,
right.
And that's a challenge in itself, and Jeff has worked that out, where you're sending money over there every couple of months, and they're drilling two wells, and, we need the pictures back, the proof before more money is sent.
So you guys don't physically go over there and build the well?
Okay. No.
Okay.
We've had people and confirm that, we didn't realize that, X-18 had all these water towers and wells over here, but we're seeing them, especially in a lot of the central small villages. So, it definitely gets drilled. You get the proof in a book, and we're helping thousands and thousands of people with clean water that they don't have, that the kids can go to school instead of trudging 5 miles through the jungles to get dirty water.
And the other thing that Green Bay has really reached out to down there is that 7 Loaves. I mean, you must be familiar with that, where they the ovens and baking that. And I know that's not you, but I mean, it's this whole thing of sending water or sending bread. That's, you really got to supply the back to the well, back to the oven, and so anyway, I think that's great what you're doing. And I think that's great what you do here in Green Bay. I mean, I see you guys, Packer games, I see you all over the place. You're always out there and paying it forward and trying to connect people with anything to make their lives better. So, thanks for coming in here, Lee.
And, thanks for having me.
Yeah, keep up the good work. Say hi to Jeff. And if people want to contact you, give me your website one more time.
Just www.x18acts.org.
All right. And you got nice shirts and everything.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great 4th. Nice to see you. I'm sure we'll see you around, and we'll be down here too for the 4th of July. So I don't have to buy water. I can get it from you.
Yeah.
Get your car washed.
I'll buy it. All right.
We're going to set a quick break. We come back and we talk with some American Red Cross people down the road here. And by the way, Convoy did update 69 in Oshkosh, 68 in Appleton, 68 in Green Bay. Beautiful, perfect morning out there.
It is.
Right now. Mino and the Mayor. Monday morning.
That's
our on the roads theme.
Con, that's Friday's music.
I just like the song so much.
Is it Fridays or Tuesdays? I don't know. I always get the
no, Friday when Dennis comes on. Isn't that Dennis?
Oh, I don't know. Is that it? I don't know.
It has like an intro to it, though. That's just the song.
Ah, got it.
But the intro is Christy and Dennis talking about the activities for the weekend. That's what that is. So,
if you hear buzzers and everything, I think they're testing our fire alarm system.
Yeah. And we have nothing to worry about because we can go right through that window.
Yes, we could. I can throw you right through that. We follow.
I think we'll throw the chair through it.
Okay, or that. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Let's do that.
That's exactly what I meant. So if you hear that, don't worry, folks.
Yeah,
it's not you. It's not your radio. It's just something that's going on here.
We're testing that.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Excellent. Hey, another thing, though, we're talking with Brittany about summer. And the thing that I hate is when people, it's the 4th of July, and people will say, now summer's over. I despise that. And I despise back to school specials starting 2 months before. I hate that.
I hate it. As a
kid.
That was the worst. I agree with that, Jenny. My father-in-law used to say that 4th of July summer was half over, and that was depressing to me because you've only been out of school for, 3 weeks, 4 weeks maybe? Depends when you get out, but I don't know that that's true. I think summer is no. It, that's,
I
that's
know,
not
but I hate
over.
When people always
they
say
do,
that.
They do that. And
but that's when they start with the back to school things that soon.
Oh,
and I just that was
let
just
these kids
so
have
depressing.
Some fun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know.
Anyway,
I'm glad
you're
we
gone.
Agreed on something.
You're gone for the fourth.
Yes.
And where do you go?
UP. Why? Where else would you go? Where else would a person go?
Elkhart Lake. But I have to get. I'm getting some subs in here. Not. Sandwiches, Johnny. I'm getting some substitutes for you.
Yes.
When you're gone, so I've reached out to some friends.
Lining them up. Okay.
Nobody will be as good as you, but I'm lining them up, and maybe even two, because some people work or some people can't do 3 hours.
Well, people, here's the deal. I would say, if you could find a way to get through 6 to 7 with like a person or whomever, whatever.
Right.
Okay. And then another guest from, because 3 hours might be long for a person.
I'm not used to it. And I don't think they want to do it for. They're like, I don't know if I can do three
That's
hours
what
with
I mean.
You. So, like, Gizmo's coming on. I don't know what day, but for like an hour. Because he's got to work at 8, too.
Yeah. We've got a good bullpen.
Yeah, we do.
We've got a really good bullpen.
We do.
Some really talented people.
But some of them are on vacation like you.
Yeah, I know.
So I've reached out to some people.
But it's only 3 days.
Yes.
Because we're not here the 4th or the 5th.
And the 4th, you have something, right?
The 4th?
Or the 5th. What you put? Did you put
oh, as far, we're going to do
vignettes?
Oh, yeah, well, I think Todd and Conroy probably, or Amanda, are going to probably be doing the actual work.
But you'll take credit for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what I think what we're going to do is the Operation Song. You know, they've got like 1,000 songs. I think we're going to do an Operation Song special with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So which I think cool. I think that's awesome.
I do, too. Those songs are fantastic. Yeah. I mean, really great. Oh, boy. Here we go again.
Okay. The guy walks by. He sees us with our headphones on. And it says WGBW on the outside, bigger than life. Wouldn't you say, well, gee, those guys have a radio show. Why don't we wait till they're done or stop in here?
Well, maybe that was it. Maybe it's done now. So he's probably doing the whole building. So maybe it's all connected to one. Wouldn't you think this is, what, 5 stories? So I'm sure if he's doing one, he can't just, you know.
Maybe the manager.
I mean, you got to remember something. You're no longer the mayor.
Oh, boy. Like last night, the noise.
You are
and,
no longer
and, yes.
the mayor.
Oh, and here and parking
welcome
tickets.
To, welcome to our world.
Yes, the band concert's
the
not starting or playing in the rain. And
the garbage cans being on the sidewalks.
Right. In front of the houses now and paving front yards and parking on the streets. It's just.
Yes.
Death by 1,000 cuts, Johnny.
Yes. So I feel for you there. You know, one of those things, though, too, with this city, with this town, though. I mean, we're so enamored with the draft coming in, which is what we should be, okay? I still, you know my number one concern is about that?
Mm-hmm.
My number one concern. We could have incredibly crappy weather that
you know
week.
What?
We could have 22 inches of snow, which is what we had on that date a couple of years ago.
We were talking about that. That was a lot of snow.
That was like one of the worst storms I've ever seen in my life.
That was
maybe
a lot
it
of
was
snow.
Once in a century, maybe not. And that but, could really, or it could be really cold and windy and snowy and rainy. And
however, I think we've got to just. That is not in our hands.
I know. I told it, but all I'm saying is
couple
all this great planning we're doing and all Mother Nature could really wreck this thing.
Right. And I think they have to have some contingencies. Unlike Dallas when we went to the Super Bowl, they had no contingencies.
They had no contingencies.
They're like, it's going to be nice and sunny.
No,
and it
terrible.
Wasn't. It was ice storm. We couldn't get anywhere. The cabs went on strike. We couldn't walk down the sidewalks because there was ice. It was just, they didn't even have salt down there. Now I'm sure we will have. Yeah, and we have the Rush Arena, which will be the inside if it doesn't work, right? Isn't that the...
I don't know. Is that a backup?
Yeah, I don't know what... Yeah, I don't,
I mean, you're talking about 11,000 versus 150,000.
That is true. That would not be good if we had the snow because traffic might be a little difficult today. And in the snow, if you have snow banks and, you know what I mean? Plows, that might. So
yeah.
I don't think we can think like that. We have to think it's going to be.
Yeah. But it's what I don't. If you have that many people and the roads are bad. I mean, again, you and I were in Dallas and it was. All right.
Yeah. I think what we.
Okay. Whoever scheduled this maintenance.
Is that the landlord?
Probably. Would have been nice to let him know. We're doing a live radio show here.
I think she's scuba diving.
Okay.
So maybe that's why they came.
But you know what I'm saying, Jim? We're all like, oh, this could be the greatest thing in the history of the world. I remember Brewer games before at the old County Stadium, this time going trying to cover a Brewer game down there, and guys would have towels over their heads and wrapping up and everything. Yeah. And it's quite
John,
it's quite the adventure.
We're on this show to bring out the good, the positive, number one city.
But isn't that like 6 months from today or something? Is it
April.
Okay, so I got to do that thing. July, August, September, October, November.
That's counting on your fingers. Yeah.
December,
no,
January,
it's nine
February,
months
March.
Out.
Oh, almost 10 months.
Yeah.
Nine, okay.
So I wouldn't worry about that. I think we have to look at how we can make some money. Because the people are going to be here, right, regardless of the weather, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
I mean, people aren't going to cancel.
Come. And you know what? If it's snowing, maybe people will be like, yeah, this is the frozen tundra, and we're going to gut it out.
Right, turn it.
Yeah.
Maybe we could have a
how
contingency
do we capitalize on
the
that?
Snow.
Yes.
Come and see the
now
snow
you're
fort.
Thinking.
If it snows,
now
we're
thinking.
The ones who are going to win.
Where can we get some of those igloo things you were
right,
talking about?
There you go.
Let's get a couple.
There you go. That's what we're going to do.
Okay.
Igloo Village.
Yes.
Come in and see it. The NFL Igloo Village.
You'll never experience anything like this and we'll have in the NFL
right.
ever again. We could do it at your area. You got that land over by Lambeau. What?
Tell people
that. Well, you do, though.
I do.
Let's do that.
That would be a cool place to do it.
That would be so cool.
There's a lot of room there.
And you could just let them use your bathroom.
No, I have three there. I think I'm going to be parking RVs there.
Okay. That was my idea. That was my idea, Jim. You know I got to get a piece of that action. Huh?
I'll give you it was your idea.
I got to stick my beak in that a little bit, as the mafia would say. All right?
All right.
All right.
Maybe.
Deal.
Okay.
All right. We're going to send a quick break. We'll come back. Rebecca will be joining us. They need blood.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Okay.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Once again, I'm just going to keep saying this. What a beautiful Monday morning it is out there. 69 in Oshkosh, 68 in Appleton, 68 in Green Bay, and we've got Rebecca Rockhill from the American Red Cross, blood donation needs. Always fun to have Rebecca in the house.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Hey, Rebecca.
I am doing great. Gorgeous.
So we were talking about hiking.
We were.
Yeah. And I asked Jim, because he goes hiking in Tennessee, right? Mm-hmm. If you ever saw any rattlesnakes.
No. And you lived in Camelback. Or did you hike in Camelback or did you live there?
In Arizona.
I lived in Arizona many, many years ago, but we went out to visit in Tempe and went hiking in Camelback.
And
see any rattlesnakes?
No, thank God.
Right.
We watch for them, though. I have a definite fear.
They won't really hurt you, though. If you don't mess with, if you don't, two things.
Yeah,
I don't want to take the chance.
No, I understand.
See that bear over there? Don't worry about it.
No. No, but here's the deal, though. If you step over a log and he's under there, you kind of step on him. Yeah, not so good.
Yeah.
But if you're on a trail and there's one there, he will not mess with you. I've got to find the video. My buddy was on here because when I worked in Tucson, I was coming back from a story kind of out in the desert area, and there's a big rattlesnake coiled up alongside the road. So we got out and we're taking pictures of it. And I was acting like I was interviewing it and everything like that. They're very, very docile if you don't mess with them.
You're like that guy that goes out and picks up the baby bear or goes
right.
and tries to get the selfie.
And then they get gored by a buffalo.
Right.
Right.
I know.
That's
right.
True.
Sometimes I read that and I'm like, okay, I feel bad
thinning
for
the herd.
Right. That's exactly what I think. So.
Yeah, I agree. There's these two girls. Not I don't know. I go all over the place sometimes. But for some reason I get WLUC-TV in Marquette. Okay?
Yeah.
I get on my cable here.
Oh, wow.
And they went up to Isle Royal, a place I've always wanted to go. You ever hear of Isle Royal?
Have not.
It's this island in Lake Superior. And it's just pristine.
Gorgeous up there.
Wow. Gorgeous. Like you can't believe.
Is that the one with the tower on that you talked about?
Oh, that's Rock Island, isn't it?
No. Washington? That's I can't think of the name.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah,
go ahead.
But anyway, So this guy's got a cabin there. You know, he's had it for years and years. And the girls are walking along, and they're like, what's that? And he's like, well, that's moose droppings. And it's like, right by the can. Oh, yeah, sometimes we'll be washing the dishes, and he'll be right outside the window. Moose are really dangerous, and if they want to take you down, a moose will take you down.
Yes, I didn't have to tell me. I would just, yeah, by size alone.
That's what I mean. And they, if they've got their calves with them, they'll take you down.
Oh, yeah, especially that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, but my buddy, I sent...
Mamas will protect.
I can share the pictures. My buddy in Scottsdale, who I stayed with last year when I was there, he had one big rattlesnake. You saw it, Jim, under his pool cover in his garage. Another one under the cover of his barbecue.
Is this in his garage?
Mm-mm. But here's the deal. So his wife is such an animal lover. They had to go through classes and, you know, figure out how to pick him up, how to put him in a bucket, how to put the thing on, where to take him out in the desert and release him. And he said all he wants to do is unloosen the thing and just toss it out the car. And she gets so mad because that could hurt the rattlesnake.
Yeah. Rebecca, what I would do? I would move.
But you know what happens if you get gored by a moose or something like that?
What?
You might need blood.
There we go. That's the segue. That's the segue.
Okay, we're looking to get. That's what I was getting at, Rebecca.
You know what she's saying? Translated, you guys, I came on here to talk about blood donations. Hey, and you guys are.
It all goes together. It all leads back to the need.
Right. You will lose blood and you need blood.
Right.
That's what I was getting at.
I
was bringing it full circle. Quicker.
I felt like the judge saying, look, where are we going with this? You know? Anyway, the American Red Cross, we need blood?
We need blood. Last month, we were down about 20,000 from where we usually are when we look at within a month.
Would that be 20,000 donors?
No, it'd be about 20,000 donations from where we normally would be.
Wow, that's too bad.
We need to collect about 136 blood donations each day. I'm sorry, 13,000 blood donations each day to meet the need. So when we look at how many donations that means per month.
When you say 13,000, in what kind of an area are you talking? I mean, not 13,000
Green Bay. No, that's 13,000 across the U.S.
Okay, yeah, right. Okay.
But when you look at that being per day, and then you look at a month's worth of blood, to be down 20,000 donations is incredible need.
You must look at why. I mean, you have plenty of locations, right? What do you tell me?
We have plenty of locations. We have plenty of donation sites that are both, on-site donations within our blood centers or that are out within the community. Everything changes in the summer, right? All of our routines get a little bit juggled up. We have other priorities. We're going on vacation. We're traveling. But the need for blood doesn't change. So what we need is people to keep scheduling those appointments, as they are really great at for some of our regular donors. We need new donors. But not just schedule them, but keep them. Keep coming in. Keep that need constant.
I think I asked this before, but if somebody's having surgery...
Mm-hmm.
Like if Jim was having surgery, I mean, I wouldn't do this, but if Jim was having surgery, could I go there and say, I specifically want to donate blood to give to him for his operation? No.
Nope. You can't do that.
I wouldn't want it.
No.
You wouldn't want mine?
No.
You can't also specifically say you don't want someone's blood.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I hope so bad you have something not catastrophic, but just a little bit.
Wake up craving alcohol.
No, I don't care. Hey, Jim, just so you know, that's my blood you got going in your body right now.
You just want to say you saved his life.
Right, I know. I have to live with that, like in that. I want to pick up on your point. I want to get back to you, but I think... And Green Bay, this part of the world, summers are very, very special.
Absolutely.
And people are entitled to change their schedule. But even at New Community Shelter, like I was serving dinner last night, it's hard to get people on weekends. Mm-hmm. And I get that. They're at their cottages, and God bless them, they should do that. But, it's tougher in the summer for people like us that rely on volunteers.
Right. And not even the fact that we're losing the number of individuals who are coming in and doing their regular donations, but you're up at the cottages. You're being more active. You're chasing moose. I mean, the chances of having accidents and needing the blood and, you know, being out, being more active really increases as well, where the need for blood, as far as people being in and having those traumas and emergencies, also increase. So as we start to lose donations is really close to the times where we're needing more and more blood. And we look at even the weather disasters that are happening. that also significantly increases our need and means we need now more than ever to keep those donations coming in.
What would be a couple of things that you'd say, no, thanks anyway, but no? Because I remember I was going to give one time, but I'd been in Iraq AIDS. Or Afghanistan or as what?
Isn't that AIDS?
No.
Will they test for...
No.
Just wait. Rebecca, do they...
I'm right, not going to touch that.
No, wasn't that a big deal back in the day?
There were some questions that were asked about certain situations that now are not as prohibitive to someone coming in and being able to donate.
But it used to be certain countries, if you're in certain countries.
That is still, that's still correct. Okay. That is still where
of
you
a
make.
Parasite or something?
Correct. Okay. Correct. And then it may just be a period of time before someone can come in to donate.
Like, I bet your daughter from Tanzania, but she wouldn't have been able to for a few years.
Yeah, probably, right? So she's done it a couple times.
Yeah, those are all great questions that are part of that health screening that does not take a lot of time. And a lot of times that can be done online through what's called our rapid pass screening. So it's not, you're not making a donation or setting up an appointment for donation, going in and then spending the time doing that and then leaving. You can get that screening online, find out, get some of those questions answered, and find out if you qualify right away and nobody's spending time if they need to hold off for a certain period of time.
And how, you talk about your regulars,
mm-hmm.
and you have those.
We then you have definitely do.
People that are sporadic, more like me. Do they set a goal as a gallon? Because sometimes you read that in the obituaries, which
or
I think
they have
is
it
really
on their license plates.
Yeah, they do. They used to do that.
I think that's like really cool. Yeah.
It's incredible. I will tell you that just this past spring, we celebrated a donor who hit 176 gallons donated over his lifetime. It's hard to even fathom that, right? We brought out our 5-gallon disaster pails and brought out enough to fill 175 gallons and then put a 1-gallon pail on top. And it was just incredible to see how much that is.
How long do they last?
The blood donations?
Yeah, the guy that gave the... Oh, okay.
He'll last extra long.
That guy's like, yeah. No blood left in him.
But blood, yeah, I think you're talking about the frequency. Yeah.
Do you ever have to throw it away?
Well, I'll tell you, hopefully never.
Right.
But you make a really great point that that's why it's so important that people are giving on a regular basis. 42 days is the shelf life for blood. And if you're talking about platelet donations, it's only 5 days.
Wow.
So individuals can come in and donate every 56 days, which is why it's really important when we look at the shelf life that we have people making regular donations as often as they can.
Very nice.
The people, do they come to the same place? Because you have drives, and then if someone wants to be a regular, they should probably pick a place.
Like, over by Preble, isn't it? Is it?
Mm-hmm. It is at 2131 Deckner Avenue. Right. Is our regular biomed center.
All right. And then tell me, do you have some drives coming up that people might want?
Oh, we have a ton of drives coming up. We have, wherever you are located, I guarantee you there's 2 or 3 drives during that week. We don't necessarily need people to go to the same place. What we need is people to continue to donate regularly. I will tell you that July 2nd and 3rd, we have our Super Donor Days coming up. That is going to be held at the Thunder Lodge. July 2nd is from noon to 6, and July 3rd is from 6 a.m. to noon. Great day to come on out and donate prior to the 4th of July weekend.
Awesome. Fantastic.
Those are both at Tundra?
Those are both at Tundra Lodge. Yep. Super Donor Blood Days.
Do people get charged then? Like, if I had surgery today and I needed blood, would they charge you? Do you get charged?
Absolutely not.
Oh,
For blood?
Yeah.
Well, it's all a part of your, the hospitals are going to charge you for being in there, but you're not going to get an extra. Absolutely.
John's looking
for
a
little. You're not going to get an extra blood charge.
Yeah, no.
A little something on the side.
A little something for the effort.
for the effort.
Yeah. This is great that you do that, though. And, you know, you talk about that in summer, all the different things that, can happen and that. And, I've heard of people where it's like, oh, crap, he's asked to have a heart transplant or something.
Man.
And,
right?
Yeah. You know, you need gallons upon gallons, right?
And we hear so many people's donor stories that are saying, I give because my family member needed or because I needed. Yeah. And we want people to understand that before they need it, to understand you never know when trauma might occur for yourself or within your family. And
you ever think about this, though, coming up with something like a special type of refrigerator or something where a person could donate his blood? No, I'm serious. Think about this, Jim. Right. Where he would donate his own blood for himself in case he ever needed it. Wouldn't that be a good idea?
That would be phenomenal.
There you go. Just got to figure out a way to build a certain type of refrigerator.
Take the blood out, get the refrigerator. 42 days, she said.
I think you and Elon Musk need to there you join go. Up.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
You and Elon Musk.
A lot of Musk.
Elon. Lord. See, this is why. This is why he's doing radio.
Elon Musk.
This is why. Why he's doing radio. The guy that goes to space.
A lot of Musk.
I think he went back to the Musk.
Yeah, that or.
Wow. Okay.
He sends people to space.
Alrighty then.
Richest guy in the world.
Right. Yeah. Okay,
sure,
Jim.
He's looking for John.
One guy I get wrong. All right. Well, Rebecca, one more time, give yourself a plug, who you are, what you're doing, what you need.
I am Rebecca Rockhill, the executive director for the Northeast chapter of the Wisconsin Red Cross, and we need blood donors. Head over to redcrossblood.org. You will find drives everywhere. Come on in, sign up, make an appointment, and help save some lives.
Fantastic.
And you can go to the Tundra Lodge on July 2nd and 3rd. I'm going to write that down in our book here. Now, I bought an 18-month calendar because people come in here, and then we have to remind people, and it gets closer to the date. So I can give you
Fantastic.
A shout-out.
Fantastic.
Can they just register? Can they show up? Tell me how you want that.
We always prefer that people make an appointment so that they themselves can get in, get out, do the process.
And how long does it take, roughly?
It roughly takes about an hour. The actual donation of collection of blood is generally 8 to 10 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you got your little cookies.
Oh, absolutely. And especially for the Super Donor Blood Days, we are doing a summer theme around it. Everyone gets entered for a chance to win a free ticket to Mount Olympus.
Nice.
All right.
That's right.
Nice.
We'll be there. Okay.
Rebecca, thank you very much for doing this.
Thank you, guys. I always enjoy the conversation, no matter where it goes.
Wish all our guests
felt that. All right. We're going to set a quick break. Mind on the Mirror back after this.
The sun came out today. We're born again. There's new grass on the field. Around the third and headed for home. It's a brown-eyed handsome man. Anyone can understand the way I feel. Oh, put me in cold. I'm ready to play today.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Monday kicking off the week. Once again, Brittany told us earlier this morning, maybe some really severe storms later tonight, damaging hail and things like that. But you never know it. Like I said, right now, just beautiful day. I'm going for a long bike ride today. What? I am. I might even buy a pass.
You know, I wrote down that blood drive in my calendar book because I want to remind people. Because people come on here and they say, well, in 2 weeks, we're going to have this event or this fundraiser. And I'm like, so I wrote it down, but I wrote down it in the wrong year.
Yeah.
So
I'm shocked.
Okay.
What year did you write it down to there?
2025. Okay. 2025. We'll be counting our, I don't know if we'll even be here then because we're going to make so much money on the draft.
Yeah.
That we may just call.
Be on my boat.
Yep.
Yep. Just cruising along on my boat.
Private jet.
Absolutely.
Going to see the kids.
Absolutely. Do you ever see how much those cost?
Yes.
It's mind-boggling. Mm-hmm. It's mind-boggling.
It's a toy, though. I mean, it's 36, 30. Yeah, and there's some lesser ones. I mean, I've been fortunate, been on a few of them, but yeah.
I remember a story, Bobby Knight, he was recruiting a kid in the area, and actually it was the UP, and his dad, the kid's dad said, hey, you're a big hunter, right? Oh, yeah, sure. Like partridge? Yeah, I love it. So I got a good dog. He said, you got time? We'll go and I guarantee you got a spot. We'll get some. Oh, my God, that'd be phenomenal. He said, I got to check with my AD or something. First says, the jet is $35,000 a year and is idling using such and such and such right now. It's like, yeah, I can't. It's like, I didn't realize how expensive those private jets are.
Yeah.
Holy
and
cow.
I mean, think about it. That's the jet. We've got two pilots.
Yeah.
Who are experienced pilots. Those guys aren't cheap. I mean, you're going to put some kid up there.
Yeah.
But it is for since I'm not paying for it, it is worth it. I mean, how great is that?
Paying for it.
How great is that? You walk on, you sit down, you have breakfast, big TV, and just you're there.
You know, I was reading a thing one time about Tiger Woods, about what a jerk he was early when he was really successful early in his career.
Yeah.
And they'd be at like, you know, because he was living in Florida, and have some like other players, you know, younger guys who made the tour but not make the big money. And a lot of times they'd have to rent a car and just drive to the, you know what I mean, or whatever. Yeah. And like once in a while, Tiger would say, hey, you know what? Why don't you just hop in the plane? But 90% of the time he wouldn't. And he'd just like fly with like five open seats. And here's these young guys trying to scrabble.
And,
yeah.
In a rented van.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. No, those.
It's like if you offended him or something in any way, it's like you're done. Done.
Yeah, anyway, I think he's come around, hasn't he?
Well, it's the old theory of learning how to say hello when it's time to say goodbye.
You've said that before.
Yeah, there's part of that going on there with him, I think. But now his son is a really good player. You know, I think he's pushing him too quick, though. It seems like it never works. Do you remember Conroy?
Yeah.
Michelle Wee. Remember Michelle Wee?
I do not know.
You're too young. She was like 15, and her dad was really pushing for her to play on the PGA. Not just he was convinced she was going to skip the LPGA and just play in the PGA.
Oh.
And you know what? She had the most mediocre career on the LPGA you'll ever find. I think it was one of those things where push, and it just doesn't happen when that happens sometimes.
That, though, it's not just golf. It's acting, it's a lot of stuff. And if parents, they can't live through their kids. Let your kid be, you know what I'm saying? They I see this stuff. I just like, just let your kid be a kid. I mean, I'm not saying I would never give advice on how to raise kids, but I'm okay
with it. But there's no question sometimes that pressure they put on at a young age.
It's crazy.
And then I was talking to somebody one time about a kid who, it was a girl, and she was being groomed to be a great basketball player and get that scholarship. Everything was got to get a scholarship just for the prestige aspect of it. And she hurt her knee and she never got that scholarship. And she battled depression.
Wow.
You can't believe, because she felt like their parents had spent all this money to send her to camps for travel leagues, all this stuff. And it was like, well, it's going to pay off when you get your scholarship. And she never did. And she battled serious depression because of that.
I believe that, and I just think her parents should have been like, hey, look, life happens, and we're going to find something else. But, yeah, I told you that story, and it still sticks with me, and that was, 30 years ago. But I was coaching sixth grade, just flag football at the Y. And that's where you have to have the word of the week and everything.
It's
more than just the X's and O's of football. But and I didn't ever coach at your level, but – you know, it's just rotating positions. You just kids got to learn how to play.
Yeah, absolutely.
And man, this kid, and he was quarterback. And then I said, okay, you'll be receiver next week. And man, his dad came up to me and he hit me on the shoulder, like he tapped me on the shoulder, but kind of with all four fingers. You know, he kind of
like an aggressive
jab. You know,
yeah.
And he goes, hey, and I was obviously was in politics. Nobody knew who I was, but it didn't make a difference. But he just said, hey, my kid needs to play quarterback. I'm like,
and this is sixth grade.
Yeah. And I'm like, he will. He's going to play the receiver today and be back and stuff like that. He goes, you're not hearing me.
Yeah.
You know, my kid's going to play. And I said, no, that's not the way we roll here. You know, we're going to rotate positions. And he pulled his kid. So I just hope that kid.
Yeah.
You know, I know. I hope that kid turned out, because he was a great kid. Well, sixth graders are, but I just.
I wasn't. I
meant like they're all willing to learn. I think he was almost, maybe he didn't know his dad even did that, but the guy's like, that's cool. I'll be receiver. You know,
The kid was.
The kid's fine.
Yeah.
It was his dad.
Oh, I can tell you horror stories from some of my friends that coach youth sports. You'd be shocked.
I hope the kids turn out.
You know, it's such
you talk about that depression. You're probably right on that.
It's so hard to get a scholarship.
Yeah.
It's so hard to get a scholarship. It is 1% that, you know, get scholarships. And it's like, so the odds are so overwhelmingly against you. And it makes zero difference how good you are in the sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade. None of that matters, you know, because there'll be growth spurts for other kids, or you're going to stop growing or whatever. Yeah. At that age, to put all the marbles in that is a losing effort from the get-go.
Okay, and whose fault? I mean, a kid can dream. I remember I was
dreamed.
Yeah, I was in the Big Brothers program, and this kid said, "I want to want to play like in the NBA."
Yeah,
I mean, what are the percent of that? That's got to be less than 1%, right?
Oh God!
And
yeah.
I said, "Anything else?" He goes, "Yeah, I'd like to be a carpenter." I'm like, "Why don't you focus?"
You know what? Here's your first thing: go buy a good tool belt.
I mean, and I'm sure
I'm with you.
He's happy, right? And, you know.
But sometimes the parents put so much
drive it
pressure
on the NBA
that it's like, "Well, you really disappointed us. You didn't get a scholarship."
The NBA,
yeah, unbelievable.
Anyway, yeah. But all right. Well,
I mean, I will be honest with you. I mean, I've still got thoughts about being a professional athlete now that I got the new hip. Just being honest, you know. What do you think?
Okay, well, that.
Hey, you know what I might take up? You know what I saw one day? You know what I saw on the trail on the Fox River Trail that I got busted with a ticket?
What?
A kickboxing fitness place.
Oh,
want to try that?
Gosh. Nope, not with you. All right, hey, we're gonna be back tomorrow. This was a fun day, Johnny. Keep dreaming. You got that? It's good for life. It's good for your attitude, and it keeps you positive.
I'll never stop dreaming.
No, not you,
Conroy. Buddy. Nice job, buddy.
Thanks, Conroy.
Thanks for being here. Mine and the Mayor back in tomorrow morning.
See ya.